You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How you doing?
We are back.
Here on the movie show.
I'm Sash.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are doing something a little bit different today.
In fact, it's a whole lot different.
It's a whole lot different. So if you are listening right now to our podcast, you might want to hop onto YouTube.
And go look and switch over to visual.
Just because we are reacting today.
We will not just give you video. We'll also give, not just audio. We'll give you video as well.
Yeah.
AV.
Yes. So if you know anything about the film industry, or if you don't know anything about the film industry, you know that there's not just Hollywood, right? So Hollywood is the American film industry, okay? But then you get other film industries, right, around the world. One of the, I'd say, the most, I feel like the most well-known one is Bollywood.
Yeah.
I feel like people know about Bollywood.
Bollywood.
Yeah.
And Nigerian films.
Yes.
Because Nigerian films have been going for a long time as well.
Yeah. But there's a lot of film industries. There really is a lot of film industries. The British film industry doesn't have a wood name. So they just call themselves the British film industry. But there are other film industries around the world that we are going to be basically reviewing. How do we word this? We are reviewing.
I think the minute you say Bollywood, you're just like, oh, okay.
But some Bollywood stuff is good.
They are, but we're specifically talking about...
like ridiculous scenes.
The action
that
films.
That made it into these types of films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to give you a quick wood lesson. I'm not talking about actual wood, not carpentry. We're talking the film industry still. So you get Bollywood, which is obviously the American industry. Then you get Bollywood, which is based in Mumbai, India. And then you get Pollywood, that's Pakistan. So it's also actually India and Pakistan, but it's the Punjabi language. That's why it's called Pollywood. You get Kollywood, which is the Tamil language, which is based also in India. Actually has a lot of the, they like take majority of the woods. But then this is my new favorite. So you get Ugawood. And Ugawood is the Ugandan.
Sounds cool.
The Ugandan film industry. You also get Riverwood. Guess where Riverwood is from, Ryan?
Not in the rivers.
Kenya, right? And then you get Sollywood. That's not South Africa. South Africa actually doesn't have one. I know our film industry is based in Cape Town, but the Cape Town film industry.
South African made.
Yeah, there we go. Made in South Africa. Okay, so we are going to react. We have 11 different clips that our team has found. We have seen, not all of them. We've only seen the ones we found. But we are going to be reacting to these absurd, outstanding, incredible sequences,
shots
that made it into the different film industries around the world.
Yeah,
even the US. I have one from the US.
Can you believe it? You would never expect that, would you?
No, but I don't think that Hollywood would take that. Hollywood's like, that ain't ours, man. Because there's no Hollywood there. It just says USA.
Like a notice goes out, guys. There's a film going out there. I know it's made in the USA,
but it ain't us, man.
It's not Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna start off. The first one that we are going to be reacting to is a film called Singham. It was made in 2011 and it comes to us from India. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Singham. I've seen this before, actually.
Okay, that's cool. So far, good. I like the shots. The shots are proper. Look at the camera shake. And this is where it starts getting crazy.
Fancy steps on top.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to smack him.
Why did he hit him like this?
it was balance. It was just... Look,
You know, that one actually started off good.
The color grading.
And then it just went like, the color grading was shots, very good. Yeah, the shots
the
were very
sound
good.
The sound effects. But it's great. But the spinning guy.
The choreography.
No, even though that was the spinning guy. The guy spinning and you stand on the guy spinning.
No, but for me, I would accept that. But why did he hit him like this? of all the way through it, people, you're going to, I would have accepted him stepping on the man. But that just, no.
If that was my mom, I would accept that. Come into the hand. Because you know moms, eh?
Yeah, show your fire.
That's it.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
But I feel like that hit was a Indian original.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely.
But with that one, what's funny is the quality is so good.
That's
like
what I'm
saying. With the ones I found, they really are like indie films / like what do you call it? Indie films, right? Like
yeah.
B grade films.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that one was proper. That one they spent money.
It was good. I would say that's good. Just the spinning guy.
Yeah, okay. All right, the next one that we are reviewing. So that one wasn't too bad. I feel like we should look for the worst one. That one, I don't think that one's the worst one.
Nah. Yeah.
Okay, the next one that we are going to be reacting to is one called King Fu Hustle, 2004, China.
Let's go.
What? Why? This person is in sandals and they're showing them flames.
How's the sound effects? Oh no. No. And then? Isn't this that guy that punches the heart and then the guy's heart just stops? I actually recognize that guy. I've seen him somewhere.
That reminded me sort of Kill Bill. But I feel like Kill Bill was a better... Kill Bill was a... It was almost like inspired by like films like that. Especially, you know, when she's fighting all of the guy. Yeah, that it sort of
that
reminded
guy,
me of...
That guy, I'm telling you now.
Kill Bill.
Like, number one, the weight and the abnormal... That guy was a demon.
Was that a guy?
That guy was a demon.
Why did he have turquoise sandals on?
Yeah, I don't know. And then they lightened it with the slippers
why, and
all of
that
stuff.
Why did he do that thing in the beginning?
Yeah.
Where his toe like...
And then, like, so...
Like, they actually took time. Someone was out there with a storyboard and a camera and, like, guys, we have to get the toe-flinching shot. And then they, okay, go!
I personally feel like that film was a action comedy.
Yeah.
You can't... Like, how can you be scared of that guy? I'm not scared of him. I'm going to see him. I'm going to laugh at
him. Although, if he showed up in real life, I'd be like...
But he wouldn't be able to do that in real life. So
no, it's true, actually. Okay, next one we have. That one, although the quality wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like the actual
sound
film's
effects
quality,
were good. They paid attention to some detail.
So it was just the...
I'd love to know how they got the floor to break like that, though. That's...
And yeah, like the special effects and stuff
cool.
that was going on
practical
was...
Practical effects.
The only thing was that one shot where you could see they were using visual
His
effects.
His movement and that.
They needed to put it quickly.
If that whole sequence was done and that looked proper, I would say awesome.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Kill Bill was like the all right, guys, let's take this and let's...
Make it
let's
better.
Let's do it proper now.
Yeah.
Because Kill Bill had all of the same outrageous elements, but it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up we have, wait for it, we have African Action Movie. Okay, we don't know the title of this film, so it's just, we are naming it African Action Movie. It's from Nigeria in the year 2015. So almost 10 years old. Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey.
I've done that before. Yeah.
The feathers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ah.
Oh. Oh.
Ah, the acting is on point though. Oh no.
Green screen. Oh.
Oh.
Okay, somebody pirated After Effects.
Yes.
They did some video co-pilot lessons.
What's funny is the camera's moving and the gut, the blood on the walls also because they haven't tracked. Yeah, shame.
What I would like to know is, like, obviously that was someone's first film.
Yeah.
And they were putting some effort. I'm sure now they're doing a lot better. But just check out Motion Blur, guys. Put some motion blur in some of your bullets, some motion blur into that guy flying and the guy swinging. I think.
But you know what? I feel like there also was potential there because, like, they didn't have to do the feathers flying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I actually want to mention, like, they didn't have to do, I don't know if you saw that, like,
yeah,
the cultures got shot and then, like most people would just do the bullet, like, bullet holes in the wall. Yeah. Or
and it was a concrete wall, but the bullet holes had steel. It was a steel, like, gray, silver, steel, silver kind of.
For me, it was the slide.
Yeah, just some.
But their acting was on point. We have to give the actors shame.
And it was quick.
Like the actors, it's not their fault if the VFX artist was.
Special effects supervisor.
Yeah.
But if that's some like 8-year-old kid, I'd be like, wow. Or like 12-year-old kid.
Do you think it was an 8-year-old
maybe,
kid?
Maybe some 15-year-old, whatever. Because those guys start young, eh? There's some kids there that are like, they proper.
I wish we could find, like, whoever did that and, like, now go and look for their work and see.
There you go.
Hopefully that they've...
There you go.
They've grown.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one, it feels like it's getting worse.
Yeah, it does feel like it's getting worse. Okay, next up, we have Spider-Man 2011, Nigeria.
Nigeria. Let's go.
Okay.
The actor's good. I mean, he's reacting to nothing.
Yeah, actually.
Good shot. Cuts are good. Yay, that's good.
The Spider-Man has abs for this.
Yeah.
Hey, what the?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Okay, so actor-wise, reactions and shots.
No, that was there. That guy was, like, he was doing the most. Yeah. He deserves an Oscar.
Good. Good. Spider-Man, Spidey, the movements.
He was very glossy.
Yeah.
Very glossy.
Yeah, just, yeah.
They, like, took a lot of Vaseline and just, like,
maybe
the suit wasn't fitting that well anymore. So, you know, they just kind of, like, helped him.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of Vaseline.
What was with the... Okay, I finally admit that Spider-Man Far From Home and that is not the worst Spider-Man out there.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yeah, that this one was very, 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 very far from home. Okay, next up we have a film that Ryan actually found. It is called Bahubali. Is it from India?
Yeah, Bollywood.
Bollywood, and it's made in the year 2017,
yeah,
which means that this one should actually be good. Hmm. I'm just saying.
This movie actually made it to a Corridor Crew.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, they actually saw it. So the issues that you see are like, they're minor.
Yeah, because they should be minor.
Because
the amount of money that is in Bollywood.
What I enjoy about these kind of Bollywood films is that the CG is good, but the idea is a bit unrealistic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So is this one of those outrageous ideas?
It's good, you'll see.
Oh, okay, I'm excited. Let's go. Bahubali. Why are they standing on a tree? What? Why are they in a circle? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Incoming.
And he lands like that. Hey.
Yeah.
And the wind's blowing his hair. Of course.
And they all stood around watching this guy.
Wait, did he just use a flag to like take...
Yeah. Look at that shot.
Oh, and they all saw that there.
There you go.
Okay, they're catapulting bombing.
Wait for it. Watch this. Watch this. Incoming. He made it. He made it. He didn't. He made it.
What the heck? Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. Wow, wow.
Pretty decent, but the idea is like a bit like...
Do you think that in the beginning, like let's just start right in the beginning of the video, right?
Yeah.
Can you really bend a tree like that?
I don't know. And
never mind. Let's catapult like 5 dudes over a wall.
I was trying to get the part where they actually put the rope around the tree and they're pulling it back with these like pulley system things, and then they go on the tree, but I couldn't. So yeah, didn't.
And like the physics and the angles behind like what happens if they just like.
How do you land like that, even in that formation? No,
that was the best, though. The way the guy landed. And then he's here. The one thing that, like, Bollywood does right all the time is find a breeze.
Yeah.
Like there could be no wind anywhere.
The superhero.
And they'll find it.
Pretty
look,
cool.
the visual effects, okay, they shame. Those artists were having... Yeah. They were asked to do a lot. Mm. So it's like, it wasn't amazing. It wasn't terrible. It was like mediocre type of thing. So it wasn't bad, but it could have been better.
There's something that doesn't feel right about it, but you don't. Yeah. You don't
it doesn't
know
look
what.
Realistic. So no. You're not looking at it and going, "Oh wow, that look how real that look." Yeah, mm. It's like, "Oh, that visual effects artist didn't do that bad a job." You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Hectic. Okay. So next one we have is a movie named Ashima, the Indian Engine. It was made in 2019. Okay, so this one should be better because it was 2 years later and it's also from India. Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
Isn't this the guy that was... he's back. He's back.
He's back.
Why did he...
The one slap man.
The one... Hey, why
Why would he still want to hurt him? Like, he looks sorry. Oh. That's a good flip right there. That's flipping good.
That's flipping good. So wasn't this the dude?
So he grabbed him by the ear and he flipped him.
Mike, I'm confused. Can we play that one more time? I his reaction confuses me.
I'm going to show my son that.
Wait, watch. He hits the guy, this guy. He hits him.
He runs up. Then
And then wait, watch. He hits him there. But then the dude goes up first.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Look, one thing that this one does do right is like the quality of the film and the angles.
The angles
and it's very, very good. So it's just the fight scenes are very unrealistic.
They get it right, but it's the idea is like...
Gravity ain't a thing in their universe.
Yeah, I'm sure they corrected that.
Hopefully. Okay, next we have a film named Kasamese. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Kasamese. Kasamse. And it comes from India also. India is actually doing the most.
With the
this
breeze.
Is 2006. So I'm interested to see how this one now like compares to the previous two that we just watched. Because those were like almost over 10 years later. So, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's that again.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. All of the transitions that they are using. Hey. Hey! That means we just used 2 shots and they still be using the 2 shots! Okay, there's the 3rd shot. Wow, okay, 4th shot. Hey! What is happening?
I think this is what happens. Yo, and they flipped it. Did you see they flipped it?
How long was that clip?
I think this is what happens when you have poor storytelling.
That was 31 seconds of nothing. That was
of
legit.
2 shots.
That was legit 31 seconds of like absolutely.
I wonder how long it took the editor to do that.
This is why I don't like transitions.
The director was like, I don't know. It doesn't. There's not enough weight in it. Like, do you understand? Like, he sees the woman, and it's a shock. Like, she's not supposed to be there, and he's shocked that he's there. Can you pull out the emphasis? But I only have 2 shots. Make it happen, okay? And then the editor was sitting there. He's like, yo. And then he found scale, skew, and rotate.
And oh, like, black and white.
And keyframes. Oh, wow.
Invert.
And invert. Yeah, the invert one killed me. I was just like... I don't know what that film's about, but at least I know she's the bad person.
Oh, wait, are we sure she's the bad one too?
I'm sure she is.
Why is she the bad... She's I feel like he was in love with her, Ryan, and he was like... was love at that. That's what love at first sight looks like.
Really?
No, no, I'm joking.
Okay.
That was
the
intense.
Show must go on.
That's when like that editor just got transitions. Like he just got.
How much time did this take you?
With transitions, and he was like, I don't know which one to use, and then he was like, just use all of them. He said, just bam, all of them, bah, bah, like pulled the shot in like 5 times. Okay, anyway, next up we have, okay, so this one is from Nigeria. It was made in 2016 and it's called, the film's called Gomina Ojokan.
Wait a minute. Forced perspective.
Wait for it.
That is so good.
No, it gets worse. The way they're ducking, but you can see the thing is still smaller than them. And then look at this nice helicopter, in the inside of this helicopter.
Oh, wow. Wait, what happened? They went into the helicopter and then?
Wait, can we just...
I'd like to know who did that.
At first, the force perspective was working. The only thing is they needed to find a more realistic looking toy. Like if they'd found a proper toy, like the angles they were pulling off,
guys,
they were
blender's
actually
free,
solid.
Eh? Blender's free.
But then the problem was as the people got closer, like you could just see that this was a toy. And then the inside of the helicopter definitely looks like
just my car.
The inside of a car with black, black. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, this is the one from the USA, right?
Sashi, I just sense right now that a lot of filmmakers who have given up, we're giving them some hope, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Some people are like, wait a minute.
No. I'm not that bad.
Guys, we can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, we have one called, so there's this one had a sequel. Okay, this one, okay, it's called Birdemic. Like pandemic, but birdemic. Okay. So the first film came out in 2010 and is called Shock and Terror. The second, the sequel, is called Birdemic: The Resurrection. It came out in 2013. And this is from the United States of America, people. Here we go.
And here they come.
Like the birds aren't even doing anything to them and the outro like... Oh well, and this person. This is the sequel.
Okay, so this is where you need those transition effects. You would have done very well.
Did you see the chick that was punching the birds?
I saw the guy trying to do a
that
a
was kick. Bad. I'm sorry, that was bad directing. The CG is terrible, but not also the acting.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you ultra doing a kick with a bird? And did you see the guy catching the gun?
Yeah, I did.
And he was like, and then the chick like just shadow boxing.
More action shots, different angles.
Yeah, true. It was bad. I'm telling you now, that.
At stock footage, guys, Blender is free.
No, and but for that one, it wasn't just the birds. It was the
acting as well.
It was the acting as well and the shots as well. Mm. Like that one was. Yeah. Okay, and then the last one. This is called Hudaya Kaliam. I think I said that right. I hope I said that right. It was made in 2014 and it comes from India. Oh, this one's... So that guy, right? What do you think he's holding? He's holding a heart.
And he's answering.
That's a heart. That's someone's heart right there. They wait for it. There's lights in this heart. For me, it's the doctor's reaction.
So it fell into place and worked.
Yeah, except the heart at first looked like a piece of red pottery, and then as it flew through the air, it magically became flesh. Oh. And then when it landed in the person's chest, it had lights. Oh, lights. And the doctor's like,
okay. I think what happens is that people have a great idea. They write a script. The script is solid, And then they're like, oh, how are we going to do this?
Can we please just... You're saying that a person throwing a heart that is not even in a container or a box or anything and throws and it from like a mile away, it breaks through a window. Yeah. Would a heart break through glass? And also, isn't that glass like shatterproof glass? Because it's the glass of like a building. And lands perfectly in someone's chest is good writing.
Actually, what is the story?
The person needed a heart transplant and they were waiting for the dude to come with the heart. And the dude, I don't know why he was running with a heart that wasn't in a container or a box, but he was doing
outside.
It. And then he got attacked by someone with a weird looking sword and then threw the heart went through the window, broke through the window, landed in the patient's chest. And
I think what we're looking at here is bad idea and bad CG.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. I'm sorry, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, but maybe like the whole reason why they did that, I don't know. I'm not sure why, what they were thinking.
Okay.
What was the idea? What's the acceptable idea?
Not that.
The first four, maybe that was the previous, you know, like the preview of what needs to be... It's the previous. I think that's what we're looking at here, guys.
I don't think so, right? Makes, I don't think that was the sense. Previous. I don't.
It makes so much sense.
No.
It's the first idea, and then they improve upon that. That was actually the next Marvel movie. It's the previous.
The previous.
That's it.
Wow.
That's what it is. They hired some guys from India, right?
What? Can I ask another question though? Because that wasn't just a writing issue. What was happening with their set designer and their props team and their prop master? How is that a heart?
Remember previous, you kind of just get the idea across.
Ryan, you're really trying to help these people out here. Yeah, you really are. Which one was the worst one in your opinion?
Oh, that was a holiday movie. It was a holiday movie. It was their first film that they made. It was a holiday. It was fun. It wasn't serious. It was just... Someone was proud of that. Someone did that and they're like, yeah, man. Oh, cool. Okay. Doesn't make sense, but they did it. Haven't you ever done that?
No.
You know? Maybe it's some 5-year-old kid. I don't know. But yeah, it's the previous. That's the previous of the next Marvel movie. There you go.
Which one was the worst?
That one.
That one. Yeah. So if you're a filmmaker out there and you've been feeling bad about yourself, don't feel bad.
They would have given you hope.
Yeah. Or go watch Peter Jackson. So Peter Jackson is the director of all of the Lord of the Rings films. Go onto YouTube and search his first film. I dare you. Go do it. It helped me. That helped me a lot, you know. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. We all start somewhere, you know.
So it's good. It's good stuff.
There we go. But this has been The Movie Show.
On your favorite OISPS. Yeah.
If there's anything you'd like us to react to, let us know. You can comment down below. You can send us something and we shall react to it. Yeah.
So with that said and done.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
Cheers.